that Eric?
Is this Eric?
Hi, my name's Jermaine Jackson.
Hello.
I've worked with Mick Hucknall, I don't know if you've heard of him. I've worked with Mick Hucknall, I'm in the music industry. Obviously I'm from Australia.
Okay.
I was given your phone number by one of my colleagues.
Are you still there, buddy? I just dropped my phone.
Say that again, please.
I just dropped my phone, I'm sorry.
Oh, it wasn't, was it with excitement?
I just tripped over the cord that I had plugged into my computer.
Oh, would you class yourself as dozy?
Yeah. So yeah, tell me what's going on.
At the moment I'm on the phone.
Are you there?
Yeah. Oh, you just asked me what was going on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was wondering. You know. You must have saw my ad that I posted.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I haven't actually seen it, as I'm really busy and time's money and all that.
Okay.
One of my colleagues gave me your number and said that... I don't know, do you play live or...
Why don't I give you a... Do you want to take a look at the ad so maybe you know kind of where I'm coming from?
I could, but I'm in a waiting area, so I can't really...
Yeah, I can let you know. Yeah, I mean, I'm a vocalist and songwriter, and I play live, I've played with bands before, I play acoustic.
Okay, so could you sing to any beat? Or
say it again?
Could you... I just want to see how talented you are and how you adapt to certain beats. I'm just wondering, could you sing to any beats? You know, like, I'm just trying off the top of my head, like a hip-hop beat, or like a...
I think it'd probably be best if maybe I just text you the link to what my ad said, and you can listen to tracks I've done, you can see, because I'm not, I'm not just like a new guy or anything. I mean, obviously, if you read the ad and listened to the music, you'd see that I can easily sing to beats. I've been doing that for a long time. But to answer your question, absolutely. I mean, I also have gotten scouted out by a major label producer named Barb Morrison, and I was kind of looking for manager advice and or financiers because I'm not on a label of any kind right now. So I was hoping to kind of use Craigslist to kind of see who's out there as far as collaborators, people that I could play with, producers, studio people. That's kind of what my ad was all about.
I totally understand. I totally understand, Eric. I don't want to come across obnoxious and condescending, but I don't think you understand who I am. I've worked with major record labels in England and in Europe. Have you heard of Mick Hucknall?
I can look him up. I'm right in front of my computer.
Yeah, he's a bit... In the 90s and the late 90s and late 80s, he was big, but he's passed.
Mick? N-I-C-K?
Mick Hucknall. Hucknall. I don't know. Simply Red.
I got Mick Hucknall.
Yeah, you must have read a Simply Red.
Oh, yeah. Singer-songwriter. I got it.
Yeah,
I'm looking him up.
I was the man behind him, like, marketing and promoting him, but...
Oh, cool.
But anyway, at least we've got the... At least you know what situation it is and where I'm coming from.
Okay.
But the thing is now with the music, the situation with these illegal downloads and... There's not a lot of money. It's all in live, isn't it? Like, live performances, like, ticket sales, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking if you can adapt, like, you know, if you can, like, sing to any beat, or...
I mean, to answer your question, simply, yes.
Okay, no, the thing is, I want to know, are you in it for the money, or do you just enjoy music?
I absolutely am not in it for the money. I'm in it because I play because I enjoy it. I play live acoustic. I play clubs, little places with maybe 10 people watching me. I played big shows when I was in a band before with multiple people. But yeah, I absolutely love it. I don't care if I make a dollar from it. I'll do it for the rest of my life.
That is the correct. I take it you've been in these situations before, obviously, from the way you're talking. You come across educated.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think. Are you busy now?
I'm sitting over at my girlfriend's house using. I'm just applying for some things online,
okay.
And I was just literally posting the ad that you probably saw or got my number from.
Okay.
That's what I was doing a couple hours ago.
Okay, so I think you've got a few minutes. You don't mind just talking to you just to get the gist of.
Sure. Yeah, I don't mind talking. What is your? Just so I remember, let me write it. What's your name again?
My name's Jermaine Jackson.
Jermaine
Jackson.
Jackson, okay.
I'm just trying to think, what motivates you to get out of bed in the morning? Just like off the top of your head.
What motivates me to get out and what?
What motivates you to get out of bed in the morning?
I'd say love and just being very completely myself at all times and being around people that I love that inspire me. And my passion in this world is melodies and writing, and it comes quite naturally to me. I don't have a problem writing songs. I write all kinds of songs, and they're very good. I write them on acoustic guitar, and
so you're a poet.
Absolutely, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I what instrument
probably more so than anything. I definitely, if somebody shot me in the throat and I lost my vocal cords, I would still write poetry. You know.
I understand, but unless you're a rapper, like gun violence isn't going to work.
I'm not a rapper at all. I know I sound like a broken record here, but the ad kind of really explained everything that I was looking to do. And it gave you links to professional recordings I've done and even live, just acoustic ones with me recording it on my iPhone. So yeah, I'm definitely not a hip hop guy. It's more like Doors Break On Through cover was on there, some live blues that I did, like a blues scat that I did is the first song you listen to. I did a cover of Tonic.
I'm just trying to think now through who have I got on my books. Have you heard of Jimmy Geldof? You must have heard of Bob Geldof.
Jimmy Geldof?
It's Bob Geldof's uncle.
No.
Jimmy? Jimmy Geldof. He did, what's it called? Fucking that charity event. What's it fucking called? Summit Aid. Save the Children bullshit.
Okay. I'm actually in America, so I don't know if you know that.
Yeah,
I just posted my ad all over the place.
I understand. It's Live Aid. You must have heard of that. Bob Geldof was the guy that sorted it out, but Jimmy Geldof is Bob's uncle. He's more of a... The best way to describe it, he's like an underground harmonica player. It's like, sounds a bit... It's like got a Dolly Parton twang.
Okay.
But I was thinking... I'm just trying to think. Could you just sing me a paragraph or?
You want me to sing something for you? I'll put you on speaker. I'll grab my guitar.
Okay, cool.
Hold on.
If I play a beat, can you just freestyle?
I mean, I do that all the time. It's a little unorthodox for me to be on a phone and just hear a beat, but I can do it.
I understand.
I don't think it's going to represent to you. What I'm capable of doing, but I can do it.
I understand. But I'm just going to go through my archives. The first beat that comes up,
yeah.
You just, whatever, do you know what I mean? Just let it flow. Just, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Just let me just sit this Dom Perry on. Right, you ready, Eric?
Sure.
Right, let's pick. Ready? like champagne, Eric?